Well, first of all, how long have you been with Leisure? You haven't been in the whole 40 years, have you?
I have not. I started contributing a freelance column to the Roanoker in about 81. And then when Brenda McDaniel, who was the editor then, said she was going to move on, she said, why don't you apply? So I did. And so I started in 84.
And Richard Wells, has he been the publisher the whole time?
Richard Wells has been the man the whole time. He thought it up, started it, and he's still there every day.
What do you think Richard's vision was when he started the Roanoker magazine? What was his vision about what the magazine should be and what its niche should be?
Well, you know, there were a few city magazines around then. There were Chicago and Baltimore and Washingtonian. But they were much bigger markets. And I think his, you know, he came from a newspaper background and he liked real journalism and real news. And I think he thought this we should have one here. We should have a city magazine.
So for a city at the time, for a city of its size, this was pretty unusual to have one in Roanoke?
Absolutely unusual, and it remains so. I think there might be one in Grand Rapids. If it's still there, that's probably as close to a smaller market as we are to support one.
Now, the Roanoker publishes every other month?
Every other month.
Who reads the Roanoker typically? If you look at your typical demographic, Kurt, who reads it?
It's older. It's affluent. It's pretty much 50-50 male-female. It's inquisitive and acquisitive. It's a, you know, well-educated, older readership that are willing to work for us.
We're talking with Kurt Reinheimer, editor-in-chief at the Roanoker Magazine and Leisure Publishing. You know, there's a lot of free magazines now, Kurt, on the newsstands around here. Do you see these as competition for stories and advertising dollars, or do you sort of have a different niche?
I think we do have a different niche. They do compete some for advertising. They all have salespeople. But they're, to a far greater extent than we are, advertising-driven. You know, we pride ourselves on independent journalism. As I mentioned, Richard came from a newspaper background and has always emphasized the separation of church and state. A lot of those freebies don't do that.
You know, just from my background, when you say Richard had a newspaper background, I forget, where was he with the Times? Or
he was. He started at the Asheville paper, and then he was at the Roanoke Times in the sports department for several years. And then in 72, even before the Roanoker, he started a magazine called Ski South for Southern skiing and did that for a couple of years. And then the Roanoker in 74.
I'm just curious, this is your 40th anniversary, so you've got a special issue. Is this something you've done every decade at the Roanoker?
Actually, we do it every 5 years.
You do? Okay.
Go back through the archives, see what we can find, think about things.
This issue, 40 years of icons, stories, and stars. You've got sections like 40 stars of the 40 years, Roanoke remembered and interpreted, 1974 to 2014. What's changed? I'm assuming a lot has changed in 40 years. Has the Roanoker changed? How has it changed?
It has remained true to the city magazine formula in that it covers things like lifestyle and dining and fine homes and things like that. But there's a bit of a progression within it based on the publisher's age and that big demographic of baby boomers who, you know, you look at the first issue, the first few issues, there's a whole bunch of information on things like apartments and how thick the walls are and how much the rent is and things like that. And then it's evolved over the years, you know, went through the beer tasting stage and the and now it's a little more upscale, reflective of the readership and the guy who started it.
As those baby boomers got out of their apartments and got into nice houses and wanted to go out and do some beer tasting and wine tasting, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah, this issue here, you talked to a lot of people, former Roanoke City Manager Bern Ewart, Bonds Hart from Meridium, Ed Walker, the developer, Dr. Bobby Sandel from Virginia Western. When you look at it now, when you put this issue together, are they generally optimistic, Kurt, do you think, that Roanoke's on the right track and will take advantage of future trends?
They are. In all of those realms, in education, in medicine, in law, in banking, there's optimism all across the board and things associated with technology and better education. Yeah, it's pretty optimistic across the board.
Talking to Kurt Reinheimer, editor-in-chief with the Roanoker Magazine and Leisure Publishing. A couple more questions. One of the things you're going to be doing soon is showing off 60 covers at the Taubman Museum from October 21st through the November 1st. Talk about that. And when you look at the covers, you see kind of a real progression of issues, artwork, and maybe, you know, themes. And talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you really do see a progression. We're going to hang not only a best cover for each of the 40 years, but also a few of the topical covers, things like, you know, when the airport runway was going to be extended or it was not going to be extended and Piedmont was going to stay or leave. you know, the Roanoke was on that, I think, first. And so there's some topical covers. There are also a few covers going to hang along the lines of what were we thinking. Yeah, the primary aspect is 40 covers, one from every year, highlighting a lot of wonderful photographers from Richard Ustinich to Carl Phillips to David Hungate and a whole bunch of other people. So a nice exhibit. They're going to be oversized. They're going to have little, you know, museum tags next to them to talk about the concept behind the cover, the photographer.
You know, if people come to see this exhibit, do you think they'll be able to come away with it? Even if they don't read the Roanoke, that they'll be able to come away with some type of an impression of what you guys are all about?
Oh, I think so, because it's a good blend of Roanoke's a wonderful place, and hey, Roanoke could do better. You know, the first cover, for instance, was the original Dominion building, FNEB building, when it was going up downtown in 74. And so there are things like that where, you know, we did a sneak preview of Valley View Mall before a year before it opened. So we've announced some things. So there's that aspect, as well as it's a wonderful place. And there are also a lot of faces, covers of faces that I think will interest people.
Some people still here, some moved on.
Indeed.
Last question. Will Kurt, do you think the Roanoke will continue to evolve somewhat, maybe as the demographic evolves?
Well, it already has. I mean, the Roanoke now has a digital issue aspect. It has additional content on the digital edition that's not in print. So it's already working to not only maintain its readership, but also skew a bit younger.
All right. Kurt Reinheimer, editor-in-chief with the Roanoke Magazine and Leesville Publishing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gene.